It's always fun at the end of every year to take a look back at the past 12 months and really see what stories stood out, not just to our listeners, but to us here at Carroll Broadcasting. You heard the first half of our countdown from December to July from Assistant News Director Abby Ward, and I'm Nathan Cones here to finish that countdown starting with June, making the list. For that month, it's the Tiggis family being recognized as an honorable mention in the 2023 Iowa Character Awards. Pat and Allie Tiggis were recognized by the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center as those honorable mention recipients of the 2023 Iowa Character Awards for their work to bring the all-inclusive playground that you've all heard of many of times and know and love. That's Kellen's Kingdom here in Carroll, as well as their continued efforts to bring a Miracle Field ballpark to the community also. The couple received their award during the Character Award dinner in Des Moines in July, but that announcement was made in June. Heading on to May, Calhoun County was selected for a state grant to improve the EMS response times as part of a pilot program. So Calhoun County was one of three counties to be selected to receive a $50,000 grant from the state of Iowa to support those emergency medical response times. This grant, combined with a $25,000 local match, will provide volunteer responders with kits to ensure adequate emergency medical responses for residents of rural areas. So those kits include AEDs, stop the bleed kits, as well as other trauma treatment supplies. Van Buren and Cass counties were the other two counties to be selected to participate in the pilot program. Cass County got theirs underway. Calhoun County will be getting theirs started in 2024. In April, a Carroll man was arrested after an ATF raid over at Fairview Village Apartments. It's not often that we see federal agents here in Carroll, or let alone Western Iowa, but it actually happened twice in 2023, and we'll touch on that here in just a second. But on April 6th, agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives raided the apartment of 25-year-old Giovanni Flood on suspicion of illegal firearm trafficking. That was back to his home state in Illinois. He currently faces charges in federal court. Speaking of that second raid that happened here in Carroll, FBI agents also executed a search warrant in October at the home of Lucas Knowles. That was on McCoy Drive here in Carroll. That was on charges of production and distribution of child pornography. That case against Knowles is currently pending in federal court as well. Heading into March, Chamber leaders promised 2023 to be a transformative year for the organization, and they definitely followed through on that promise. Chamber Executive Director Kimberly Tiefenthaler made that pledge during the Chamber banquet last year in March that the year would be a year of action, and that promise was almost certainly capped by all metrics. From the launch of Hub 712 to the downtown assessment from the IEDA, the Chamber and CCGP were busy pursuing grants, supporting local businesses, and exploring every avenue available to maintain Carroll's position as an economic center for West Central Iowa. They're going to look to keep that momentum going in 2024. And don't forget, the Chamber's next annual banquet is coming up in March of this year, of 2024. Moving on to February, the DCI was called in to assist with a possible shooting in Grand Junction. That was 31-year-old Adam Coy was arrested on February 5th in connection to a shooting that happened the prior evening. So what made that story so interesting was how the call started. First responders were dispatched to a report of a man who had fallen and hit his head. But upon arrival, officials found the victim had actually been shot in the head. He was found guilty of attempted murder. That's McCoy. A Class B felony, as well as willful injury, a Class C felony, as well as domestic abuse assault. Following a July jury trial, Coy was sentenced to a combined 35 years in prison. And then capping off our countdown here, last January, a well-known woman from Lake City passed away, and at the time, she was the oldest person in the United States. Of course, I'm referring to Bessie Hendricks of Lake City. She died on January 3rd of 2023, just a little under 2 months after celebrating her 115th birthday. That was in November of 2022. She was born November 7th, 1907, and her lifetime included two world wars, two global pandemics, 21 different presidential administrations, and the list could go on and on and on. At the time of her death, she was the oldest person in the United States and the fourth oldest person, at least known, on the planet. And that's going to wrap up your look at our month-by-month countdown of 2023. I'm Nathan Killens reporting, wishing you a happy and wonderful 2024.